You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer says people should keep records of their sexual partners for contact tracing as the state deals with a growing Mpox outbreak. Victoria has recorded 76 cases over the past 3 months, compared with only 8 cases last year. Chief Health Officer Dr. Claire Looker says people should keep the contact details of sexual partners and consider limiting their number of sexual contacts. Mpox spreads through close physical contact, and it's mostly affected men who have sex with men. 2 doses of vaccine, at least 28 days apart, offers people the best protection against Mpox. But Professor of Public Health and Infection Prevention at Monash Health, Rhonda Stewart, says people can still acquire Mpox even if they're fully vaccinated.
Yeah, this is really important for people to understand. The Mpox vaccine certainly decreases the risk of getting Mpox and really decreases the risk of severe symptoms. But we do know that people who are double vaccinated are still getting Mpox if they're in that risk group and having lots of contacts. So don't assume that you're double vaccinated means you can't get Mpox and you still need to go and seek treatment or seek a test to see what's going on.
So in a way, it's similar with a COVID vaccination. You're vaccinated and boosted against COVID, you can still get COVID.
That's right. Yeah, it is similar.
Now, tell us, how severe can Mpox be? There are people who, I understand, have had to seek both emergency department treatment and have been hospitalised.
Yeah, so Mpox is a viral infection that causes this nasty rash. It can also cause systemic symptoms such as fever and aches and pains. But the rash is the thing that is most common with Mpox. And depending on where the rash is, it can cause intense pain, which is why most people who need to be hospitalised would be hospitalised. Now, the majority of people don't require hospitalisation. They're just managed at home. But some people do need some help inside the hospital, and that is usually for pain relief.
Is it possible to know whether Melbourne can get on top of this outbreak? And because previously the Mpox cases were from returned travellers and not from local transmission, or is there a danger that Mpox could be here to stay?
That's a good question. We are hopeful it can be contained. It did happen in 2022. There are a number of reasons why it was contained. It was imported from overseas. There was no vaccine available there, but we started a vaccination campaign and many people changed their behaviours during that time until they were vaccinated. So it is still possible to contain this, although we do need help from the public to do that. Vaccination, getting tested soon, making sure partners are all notified and aware that they could present with symptoms are really, really important.
Should men who have sex with men in particular give serious thought to what the Chief Health Officer has had to say about so-called sex bubbles, so limiting their sexual partners, or I think she was quoted as saying lying low for a while?
So we know Mpox can be picked up by anybody out in the community. It really requires close contact, though. So those who are at risk, who have close contact, and certainly sexual contacts are the close contact we're seeing mainly with this strain, need to be aware of their risk. And the way to do that would be, at the moment, being aware, limiting contacts, and knowing who you're having contact with so they can be contacted to make them aware of any potential risks in the future. So, yes, the Chief Health Officer has made that statement, and it would be supported by the ability to limit the number of people who would acquire Mpox at the moment.